what I say in this book is that we are at the end of something. Industrial capitalism, c'est fini. Why? Not because we are bad, not because of that, because it's not sustainable. It's all. So whatever system, whatever economic system, which has not the agreement of the world population anymore, because it is not leading for a future of our children, is as simple as that. Whatever system which does not provide a future is dead. Because humanity is confronted for the first time in its history with the possibility of collective suicide. If we continue, like we do, polluting the earth, adding India and China and Brazil and Russia in the club of consumers, our footprint will be 6 times the earth. We are already above one, way above one. And we Europeans are happy because we pollute 2 times less than the Americans. But come on, guys. And you say, whatever we do for ecology is diminishing the harm we do to the earth. So instead of making 100% harm to the earth, we very European, very happy because we do only 60%. But it is still completely unsustainable. Because we are based on the concept of quantitative growth. Quantitative progress. That is, ce n'est pas possible. It's not possible. So my book says, we are at the end of it. It's like the end of the Middle Ages and the beginning of the Renaissance. Now, look at what was written in the newspapers at the end of the Middle Ages. Everything is crumbling. It's the crisis. It's very bad. We have wars. We have diseases. Nobody was speaking about that Galileo and Michelangelo. They were mavericks, unknown. They were building the future. So what I say is that we have the economic and political tools of the 21st century. We don't use them. Or we use them with the wrong mentality of yesterday. Now, one little part of the business is switching in silence. In Brazil, in US, in Europe, in India. But nobody speaks about them because they are working very well. So that's what is happening now in the world. The second thing is that it's the end of the patriarchal values. Why? Same reason. They has brought us to technology, science, going to the moon. They are not able. Command, control and conquer. They are not able to provide respect and protection of this blue ball earth. So the whole value system worldwide is changing. But meanwhile, our structures, our business, our churches, all trade unions, all administrations are all pyramidal. All men and women relations are still dominated by men. Women are moving, but men do not understand what happens. That's the second level. And the third level of change is that modernity, the rational mentality that we Europeans have exported to the United States and then imposed to the rest of the world, and that every university in the world has adopted, this rational above all mentality is also dying. So everything is changing at the same moment. And the economy is becoming a post-capitalist economy. Wow. Now, it's not me, I just quote the most respected author in management in the world, Peter Drucker. His last book, he says, we are toward going towards a post-capitalist society. So, if the Californians say that, it's not because they are Marxist. They say because they see what happens. So, patriarchy is finished, modernity is finished, humanity is in danger of suicide, economy is changing. And what about politics? Well, politics is also changing. Why? You see, when you see what Bush does, it leads to nowhere. A lot of money for nothing. Even worse than before. So, what a waste of money. By the way, we all pay for it. Now, the Union, the European Union, without to know, has become a political tool for the 21st century. But we Europeans cannot sell it. We sell it as a market, stupid. We have created an anti-war machine. Because we could not accept a fourth war between France and Germany. What did we do? We merged together the war industries. At that moment, it was coal and steel. And the people were furious, but it worked. And so we have produced an alliance of non-violence between states. So it's a bulldozer of non-violence who spreads like oil into Europe. Now, because of that non-violence, we can establish trade, cultural relations, movement of students, etc. And so people and governments, most of all, are like they are confounding the means and the goal. The means, one of the means is trade. The goal is peace and non-violence. You see, we will not end the 21st century with the war system. War as a normal tool of foreign policy. And it is always Americans and Europeans who wage wars, most of the time. So, c'est fini. It should finish, and we should invest money in other ways here. So, if you want peace, you must put the war machines together under a common authority. That was the commission. That was the idea of Germany. So, that's where we are now. We have the tools, political and economic tools, of the 21st century. And we don't use them properly.
And in your book, you don't say about the spirituality, you don't talk about this?
I speak about spirituality, but indirect way. Because if you will read carefully what is written there, you will understand that this new type of politics and this new type of knowledge economy presupposes another level of consciousness. How will we get a class of politicians with another level of consciousness? I don't know. What I see is that the only place where we have some business leaders with a new level of consciousness is the knowledge business. So it's not so complicated once you have understood the paradigm shift. So for me, paradigm shift is very concrete. Has a spiritual dimension, but please stop with only spirituality or only politics or only economics. We have to have a global vision. In that, I think I'm a follower of the mother and Aurobindo. He never spoke about a spirituality which is separated from life.